Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, March 8th, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. Supply chain analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has published a new research note claiming Apple's rumored augmented reality glasses could go into mass production as soon as by the end of this year or by the second quarter of 2020 at the latest. Kuo adds that the first generation AR headset or glasses will be heavily dependent on the iPhone acting as a display only for computing that takes place on the iPhone. This is similar to how the original Apple Watch worked as well before third-party software was able to run natively on the watch. The glasses will instead focus on depth sensors and some sort of heads-up display for showing information hands-free. Kuo's predictions line up with reporting from Bloomberg nearly 2 years ago, which said Apple's first AR headset could launch in 2020 with a paired iPhone acquired. And a few app updates today, starting with DirecTV Now on the Apple TV. The live streaming video service now integrates with Apple's TV app for managing movies and TV show viewing across different services, and DirecTV Now also has added support for single sign-on and Siri shirts. This makes it easier to log into third-party channel apps with a DirecTV Now account. The service is only the third live TV streaming app to integrate with Apple's TV app, following PlayStation View from Sony and Fubo TV. And Disney CEO Bob Iger has revealed new information about the upcoming Disney Plus streaming video service. According to Iger, Disney Plus will include the entire Disney motion picture library, making the classic Disney Vault obsolete. And Slack has started testing a new dark mode theme on iOS, at least for beta testers, replacing the white background with a dark gray theme in most places as an option, although it's not true black for OLED screens yet. Slack lets anyone apply to its test flight beta through the settings section on its iOS app, but the dark mode update should be available for all users soon. And if you have an Apple Watch, don't forget to complete a 1 mile walk, run, or wheelchair workout, either indoors or outdoors today, to achieve the International Women's Day badge in the activity app. And since it's Friday, let's wrap up the week with the best deals to check out over the weekend from 9to5choice.com from my colleague Trevor.
A new 3-day sale over at Best Buy highlight this weekend's best deals at 9to5toys. You can find the latest 13-inch MacBook Air for under $1,000, along with discounts on Apple's 9.7-inch iPad, various smart home gear, and more. You'll also find a price drop on Sonos One, which is currently down to $179 shipped following this week's announcement of the second generation model. Of course, you'll find all of today's best deals over at 9to5toys.com. And if you're not yet following us on Twitter, be sure to jump over to our account at 9to5toys and press the follow button to stay up to date on all of the best deals.
Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.